fiscal estimates of legislative council for the upcoming series. We're on the air, so whenever you're ready to go.
All right, we are back in session. Oh, do you want to move to?
Yeah, I'll move that we end our executive session and return to our hearing.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. So the next item on the agenda, or do we have affidavits or do we need to still?
I have affidavits for 152, 153, 154, and 155, so we can do those next.
All right.
If the board wants to.
So then we're going to call up 2017, 2018, number 152. Hi, Mr. Gruskin.
Madam Chair, members, my name is Mark Gruskin. I represent the proponents of initiatives 152, 153, 154, 155, Dan Gibbs and Kathy Noon, both of whom are here and have executed their affidavits. Right. You want them to enter their appearances for the record?
No. You can.
And let me just say I apologize for derailing the board briefly with my absence. Thank you for...
No problem. We had an executive session we had to take care of anyway. All right. On single subject on 152, are there any questions from the board? Okay.
I would just remind the board that these initiatives are similar to initiatives 23, 24, 25, 26, and 27 that you considered last year, which were appealed to the Supreme Court both on clear title and single subject grounds, and the court rejected the appeal of the petitioners on both grounds.
All right. Any discussion by the board on single subjects? Is there anyone here who wishes to speak on these? Okay. Any discussion?
No.
I think fine. Right. Then someone will make a motion.
Yeah, I'll move that.
I'll move that for proposed initiative 2017-18, number 152, we find that it consists of a single subject and we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. That takes us to the title.
Madam Chair, if it would be helpful to the board, I have a red line version that will outline my changes and maybe expedite this. So.
Sure. And which one is this one similar to?
This is similar to, I believe it's initiative number 23.
Okay.
There were a variety of them last year, and I don't have the exact corresponding number, but this is the half-cent increase with bonding capacity. There are some programmatic differences in terms of some of the specifics about expenditure of the funds, but in terms of the tax and the bonding capacity, it is, one is drawn from the other. And just as a matter of perspective, I'd ask that whatever record the board creates in connection with 152 be used for 153, 154, and 155, as 153 and 154 simply increase the amount of the sales tax increase, and 155 uses the same sales tax increase but has an allocation of general fund monies as well.
And on 152, you've seen the tax and debt increase estimates from Legislative Council?
We've seen the estimates. I've left that blank just because I know you'll use the amount that you're provided.
You don't have any objection to
that? No objection.
Okay. All right. Okay. Questions from the board on the title?
If you'd like me to, I can just make a record as to the reason for the changes that I'm proposing.
Sure, that'd be great, because...
In what is the fourth line of the document that I've handed the board, we've struck in Colorado. We think that's probably self-evident. But we think that in its stead, state and local transportation projects would be helpful for voters to understand. We've tried to tighten up the language a little bit, and to make it parallel in the following lines. In terms of the increase of the tax rate, we've stricken "of which 45% is used, because it's not actually the tax rate, it's the revenue from the tax rate that is used. And so
right.
it's a little bit of a nit to pick, but we just thought that it might be easier to read. And I would note that under number two, where the staff draft talked about, which I think is largely based on the Initiative 23 title, authorize the issuance of additional transportation revenue anticipation notes to fund certain projects. We thought the parallelism might be used in the preceding language. So we have simply said requiring 45% of the new revenue to fund state transportation. And rather than leave it as just totally amorphous, we thought that the language from the measure would be helpful to understand what sorts of projects at the state level. And then as to municipal and county and multimodal, we also strike the is used language. And because multimodal was objected to as being unclear in the Supreme Court challenge, and the court wasn't concerned about it, but to avoid another challenge, we thought that it might be helpful to be a little more specific. And so we have used the language including bike, pedestrian, and transit infrastructure. And then finally, we've inserted a new number three, which addresses the oversight committee that is specifically provided for, created and provided for in the measure to address what it does, which is to verify the appropriate expenditure of the funds and to make public reporting. We think that voters will want to know that a tax increase of this particular size is has some sort of public awareness in the aftermath of its imposition and it, the expenditure of its revenue. And then, honestly, we've tried to shorten and simplify the Tabor debrucing language just a bit by leaving out the fact that earnings on such tax revenue and note proceeds are voter-approved revenue changes. I would remind you that the language in the line that that starts right after number four here provides that all revenue resulting from, and we think that that includes earnings, and earnings is hardly the central feature of the measure. So just to make it more discernible for voters, we've tried to simplify it in the fashion that is noted there by striking from the staff draft, quote, "and earnings on such tax revenue and note proceeds." So there you have it. Happy to answer questions about why we made specific changes in the way that we did.
Any questions on?
Was the oversight committee part of Measure 23 as well?
It was slightly different, but there was an oversight committee, yes.
Yeah, I just can't remember what the arguments were. Last time, I thought we had a discussion about that committee, and we don't generally put in that kind of detail. I don't remember if we talked about that last time.
We did talk about that, and while my recollection is a tad fuzzy because it was a year ago, I think you made exactly that comment, that yeah. it wasn't necessarily something that you had done historically. So, yes, I think that's, I think what we would argue is that, yes, it may not be part of the historic process of the board, but it was important. It is important. It was important to include in the measure. Mm-hmm. And we believe it's important for voters to know that they will get some sort of periodic updating as to how these funds are being spent. And honestly, without using buzzwords like accountability or transparency or anything else that would perhaps skew voters, I think this is a fairly neutral way to let voters know that, yes, there will be new money, yes, there will be new debt, but that they will know how it's being spent because transportation is such a pressing issue.
I don't have a problem with including that in there. I think it is, I think voters do like to know that there's some oversight.
And I think the problem that I had with it is just that, I mean, those budgets are already public. I mean, if you're interested in looking at what's being spent on transportation projects, you can go do that. I'm not sure that this creates anything that the voters are. I mean, typically we just haven't put that stuff in.
The one difference, Madam Chair, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that the reporting that you're talking about is done through the state, presumably the Office of State Planning and Budget, mm-hmm. and it's done through the departmental officials that oversee the funds. And while some of them are involved on this committee, they're also public members. And we didn't want to get into the appointment process because that would have expanded the title, we think, significantly, because it's a 15-member board. But as a matter of contrasting it with existing practice, this is a different kind of committee. And it isn't simply the department reporting on itself or the governor's budget office reporting on the larger budget picture. So it is distinguishable. It still may not rise to your level of a central feature, but we think it would be valuable for voters to know.
I don't have a problem with the rest of the changes. I mean, I wouldn't typically be in favor of that one, but I'm happy to hear any other discussion from the board. And I think we had the discussion last year and it didn't go in, and then that question was approved by the Supreme Court, so I'm always a bit hesitant to change anything substantively. I don't know that any of the other changes are all that substantive, but once it's already gone up, anyway, I don't know where anyone else is.
No, I think I agree. I probably would not be inclined to include the committee language, but the rest of the changes seem helpful to me.
You said I'm not troubled by including the committee language, but if folks don't think that it adds enough to make it worth it, that's fine.
All right, you want to accept everything else, Steve, or did you already?
I had another question, whether we wanted to have any level of, it's not really detail, but clarification around the last part, voter-approved revenue changes exempt from any limitations in law, whether we might want to say any state or local revenue spending or other revenue limitations in law.
We wouldn't have any problem with the change on that order.
I think the reference to the revenue spending is the way we usually describe the taper limitations.
Yeah, I'd be fine with something along those lines.
It'd be after any? Oh, you're putting in the changes?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to take me a moment to capture the rest of these changes, so bear with me here.
So Steve, I think I would not make that language following the number three, just that particular red line.
Not include that.
All that added language between the three and the four, I would not. Yeah.
And restore the and.
Yeah, and right.
Then we talked about adding this language after any. I don't know if we agreed on that for sure, but if you type it in and then people can decide. Steve, if you want to accept it, I can read it. And then, did you have any comments on it, Mr. Gerstein?
No, I think it's faithful to the discussion that you all just had. And
so right now it says state taxes shall be increased $618,300,000 annually for a 20-year period, and state debt shall be increased $5 billion with a maximum repayment cost of $7,800,000,000 to pay for state and local transportation projects and in connection therewith, changing the Colorado revised statutes to 1, increase the state sales and use tax rate by 0.50% beginning January 1, 2019, requiring 45% of the new revenue to fund state transportation safety maintenance and congestion related projects, 40% to fund municipal and county transportation projects, and 15% to fund multimodal transportation projects, including bike, pedestrian, and transit infrastructure. 2, authorize the issuance of additional transportation revenue anticipation notes to fund priority state transportation maintenance and construction projects, including multimodal capital projects. And 3, provide that all revenue resulting from the tax rate increase and proceeds from issuance of revenue anticipation notes are voter-approved revenue changes exempt from any state or local revenue spending or other limitations in law. Right. Can I make a motion?
Yeah. I move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2017-18 number 152 as it appears on the screen and as was just read into the record.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right, the next item on the agenda is 2017-2018, number 153. Mr. Gruskin.
Madam Chair, my name is Mark Gruskin. I represent the proponents, Kathy Noon and Dan Gibbs, both of whom have executed their affidavits and are in attendance today. I would note, as I did earlier, that Initiative 153 is substantively similar to a measure that went to the Colorado Supreme Court on single subject and clear title grounds, and which the court in one line affirmance approved in 2017.
Right. Okay, any questions on single subject?
I don't have any.
You want to make a motion
then? I move that we find for proposed initiative 2017-18 number 153 that it consists of a single subject and we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, that takes us to title. And do you have a markup or?
No, Madam Chair. I think that this measure, other than the increase for the 0.62 rather than the 0.5, is exactly the same measure. And I would ask, given the debate, that the board consider the changes that we had proposed for initiative 152, with the understanding that you have already made a number of them and that they could be incorporated here, except that the tax increase number will be the one that corresponds to the 0.62 sales tax increase. And also that on line six, that the sales tax increase that is denominated is 0.62.
Well, I think we also need to change the numbers on lines two and three,
right.
I think.
Right. That is correct. And as a reminder, the measure provides on page 15 that there would be a $6 billion principal amount with a total repayment cost of $9.4 billion. Thank you very much, Mr. Roper.
Ready. So it's state taxes shall be increased $766,700,000 annually for a 20-year period, and state debt shall be increased $6 billion with a maximum repayment of $9.4 billion to pay for state and local transportation projects and in connection therewith, changing the Colorado revised statutes to one, increase the state sales tax, state sales and use tax rate by 0.62% beginning January 1, 2019, requiring 45% of the new revenue to fund state transportation safety maintenance and congestion related projects, 40% to fund municipal and county transportation projects, and 15% to fund multimodal transportation projects, including bike, pedestrian, and transit infrastructure. Two, authorize the issuance of additional transportation revenue anticipation notes to fund priority state transportation maintenance and construction projects, including multimodal capital projects. And three, provide that all revenue resulting from the tax rate increase and proceeds from issuance of revenue anticipation notes are voter-approved revenue changes exempt from any state or local revenue spending or other limitations in law.
I move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2017-18 number 153 as it appears on the screen and was read into the record.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, that takes us to 2017-2018 number 154.
Madam Chair, Mark Gruskin on behalf of proponents Kathy Noon and Dan Gibbs, both of whom have executed their affidavits and are in attendance this morning. Initiative 154 is a corollary measure to the two you have just considered, except that it increases the sales tax by 1%, and there are corresponding increases in the amount of tax raised, therefore, and the bonding capacity. And Ms. Mullis has provided you with an accurate summary of what the measures provide in that regard. I would just remind the board that there has been an appeal of 2017 measures that were very similar to this that survived Supreme Court appeal on single subject and clear title.
I'll make a motion on single subject.
I move that we find that for proposed initiative 2017-18 number 154, we find that it consists of a single subject and we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. So that takes us to title.
In this regard, Madam Chair, we believe that the title that you have set as to the two preceding measures with the changes as to the relevant figures would put the board in a position of not readdressing the matters it's already addressed.
All right, so this one reads, state taxes shall be increased $1,236,600,000 annually for a 20-year period, and state debt shall be increased $9,500,000,000 with a maximum repayment cost of $14,700,000,000 to pay for state and local transportation projects, and in connection therewith, changing the Colorado Revised... Changing the Colorado Revised Statutes to increase the state sales tax, sales and use tax rate by 1% beginning January 1, 2019, requiring 45% of the new revenue to fund state transportation safety, maintenance, and congestion-related projects, 40% to fund municipal and county transportation projects, and 15% to fund multimodal transportation projects, including bike, pedestrian, and transit infrastructure. To authorize the issuance of additional transportation revenue anticipation notes to fund priority state transportation maintenance and construction projects, including multimodal capital projects, and provide that all revenue resulting from the tax rate increase and proceeds from issuance of revenue anticipation notes are voter-approved revenue changes exempt from any state or local revenue spending or other limitations in law.
I move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2017-18 number 154 as it appears on the screen and was read into the record.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. That takes us to 2017-2018, number 155.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Mark Ruska, and I represent the proponents Kathy Noon and Dan Gibbs, both of whom are in attendance today and who have executed their affidavits. Madam Chair, Initiative 155 is the corollary measure to Initiative 152. It raises the same amount of money, except that it has, as is indicated in the staff draft under number three, a $150 million general fund obligation for the three cash funds. In this regard, Madam Chair, the corollary measure to number 155 was challenged last year to the Supreme Court, and it the court approved the actions of the title board.
We ready for a motion on single subject?
Sure.
I move that we find for proposed initiative 2017-18 number 155 that it consists of a single subject and we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So for title, we use the same one, new numbers and something.
We use the, Madam Chair, I think to expedite your process, you could use as the basis of your title that you approved for Initiative 152, because it's also a half a cent sales tax increase. And then to import from the staff draft with only a couple of slight changes that we would propose, number three that begins on line 10, of the staff draft that reads, require that the General Assembly supplement, not supplant, three cash funds by $150 million annually during the 20-year period as follows. And our suggestion is that I'll let Stephen make the change before it. And then I think there would be a number four on
line 18. Yeah.
Right. For provide and for after the semicolon.
Oh, and after the semicolon.
Madam Chair, we would only suggest, and this is more about readability and I think voter understanding slightly. We think the word supplement on line 14 is sufficient. Not supplant was included at the suggestion of legislative counsel as a technical matter, but don't know that it's particularly critical. We don't have a problem with it. It's your call. And the only other change we would make is to put the word the before three, because they're the three cash funds that have already been referred to. And I think there's just a correspondence there that might help voters. But other than that, we think the language works.
It just sounded kind of melodic. Supplement. That's fine.
Well, I'm all for literary titles, or even ones that have a certain poetic nature. But yeah, that's
fine. We'll take it out. We didn't mean to do poetry, I guess.
So, Stephen, the and the "and" you added are in a different font. But
I'll correct the casing.
Okay, yeah. Thanks.
So right now it's state taxes shall be increased $618,300,000 annually for a 20-year period, and state debt shall be increased $5 billion with a maximum repayment cost of $7,800,000,000 to pay for state and local transportation projects, and in connection therewith, changing the Colorado revised statutes to 1) increase the state sales and use tax rate by 0.5% beginning January 1, 2019, requiring 45% of the new revenue to fund state transportation safety maintenance and congestion related projects, 40% to fund municipal and county transportation projects, and 15% to fund multimodal transportation projects, including bike, pedestrian, and transit infrastructure. 2) authorize the issuance of additional transportation revenue anticipation notes to fund priority state transportation maintenance and construction projects, including multimodal capital projects. 3) require that the General Assembly supplant the 3 cash funds by $150 million annually during the 20-year period as follows: 45% to the state highway fund, 15% to the multimodal transportation options fund, and 40% to the local transportation priorities fund, and provide that all revenue resulting from the tax increase and proceeds from issuance of revenue anticipation notes are voter approved revenue changes. Exempt from any state or local revenue spending or other limitations in law. Do you have something?
Yes. Ms. Roper,
yeah.
You said supplant rather than supplement.
Oh yeah.
But it's
because I like it so much.
I know you did. It was. I've done that myself.
You're right.
And also, you didn't read number 4, but it's there.
4 provide that all.
Yeah.
Revenue change resulting. Okay.
You just didn't say 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So, with those two minor adjustments, I move that we set a title for proposed initiative 2017-18, number 155, as it appears on the screen.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. That would take us back up. Do we have affidavits, Stephen, or do we need to take
a break? We do not. We need to get the affidavits from the designated representatives for the next set of initiatives. So if we can take a 10-minute or so break.
And then we're going to go back to 161?
Yes, jump up to 161.
Okay. All right, then we'll take a 10-minute break and then we'll do that.
Okay.